Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, James, you have a little treat for us this week. Is that true?
Yes. Now, we're spending a lot of time in East Berlin.
We are.
And Rocky's using a lot of German phrases.
Oh, yeah, he's bedded in the culture.
He really is, and I hate to say it, but we're actually learning things as we go.
Yeah, about language. Not the English language, because obviously he's not fluent in that. But he does seem to be trying his hand
at
languages of the world.
So, I mean, we did it a couple of seasons ago. We learnt Dutch, so I thought it might
well,
be good.
We didn't learn Dutch. We tried to understand
Dutch. We could get by at a sex party.
When we're in Amsterdam, Alice, we are absolutely fluent.
So what I thought we could do is I'm going to read you some sexy German phrases. I'd like you to repeat them and then try and guess what they mean.
To each other? Or
to each other. Wherever you want to direct your eye line is fine. And I'll just judge at the end who I think has done the best.
Okay.
The best linguist or cunny linguist.
Exactly. And you win absolutely nothing, so it's entirely pointless.
Cool.
Okay, first one. This is more flirty, first date-y, romantic phrases.
Okay.
Okay.
Really not good at this German.
Okay. Halt einfach die Klappe und kuss mich.
Wait a second.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, I'll say it again. Repeat after me. Halt einfach die Klappe und kuss mich.
Halt einfach die Klappe und kuss mich.
Not bad.
Halt einfach die Klappe und kuss mich.
Awful.
I'm Klaus who?
I'm a Klaus McClacken. How are you?
A German-Scottish chap.
Any guesses as to what that means?
Oh,
stop.
Yes.
Your eyes are so beautiful.
No.
Stop. You
hammer time.
Stop. You've got the clap.
Oh, I can't, the clapper.
Yeah, I can't be on a date with you.
No.
International listeners, the clap is chlamydia.
I think clapper is mouth because it means just shut up and kiss me.
Oh,
so it's kind of aggressive, but it's actually quite sweet.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Quite aggressive. Shut up.
Just shut up and kiss me.
Okay.
I wouldn't be over the moon with it.
Says a lot about James's first dates, yeah.
Niemand ist perfekt, aber du bist perfekt für mich.
Niemand ist perfekt, but perfect for me.
Niemand ist perfekt, and you bist perfekt für me.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody's perfect, but you're perfect for me.
Alice, high five.
Are you joking?
What, were you going to guess that?
Got to be quick off the mark, baby cakes.
As if you could...
Niemand perfekt. Oh my God, it's such a terrible time if you're up against me in a quiz, baby.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Ich esse nicht, ich schlafe nicht, ich tu nichts anderes, als an dich zu denken. Let's break that down. Ich esse nicht.
Ich esse nicht. Ich esse nicht.
Ich schlafe nicht.
Ich schlafe nicht.
Ich tu nichts anderes.
Ich tu nichts anderes.
Eis an dick zu denken.
Eis an dick.
Do not mention.
So, what do we think? Ich esse nicht.
Ich esse nicht.
I something nicht.
I night. I not. I don't want that. I not.
I not. Not. Not.
I'm. It's nightfall. Not for me. No.
I don't eat.
I don't eat. I do eat you because the
ich
next.
Ich schlafe
very,
nicht.
I don't. I
think about it.
So
essen nicht is I don't eat.
I don't eat pussy, but I'll eat your pussy.
But for your pussy. No, I don't eat. So the next one is ich schlafe nicht.
But I
do eat.
But I'll slather it and stuff,
no,
and then I'll eat it.
I don't sleep.
Oh, I don't sleep, yes.
I don't eat, I don't sleep.
I just fuck your brains out.
Oh, I know.
I don't eat.
I can't sleep. I can't eat because you're just in my thoughts.
Yes, I do nothing but think of you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, my God.
Fluent. Can we just put some kind of disclaimer on this so that we don't lose all of our German listeners?
Okay, we're going to go a bit ruder. Fick mich schneller.
Fick mich schneller. Fuck me slowly.
Nearly.
Fuck me harder.
Nearly.
Fuck me again.
Fuck me silly.
Fuck me faster.
Oh, God, I was... Give me that. That's pretty close.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's really nice. What is it?
Fick mich schneller.
Fick mich schneller.
Fick mich schneller.
Fick mich schneller. Fick mich schneller. Fick me schneller.
Do you know what that sounds like? One smart fella, he felt smart. Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. What was that? A tongue twister?
Yeah, it's meant to trip you up to say fart smeller.
Oh.
Hilarious.
What are kids like? But we're just saying, fuck me faster.
Ooh. Der Nutschfleck. Der Nutschfleck.
The clitoris, like the nubby flesh.
No.
Nubby flesh. Nubby flesh.
Please stop saying nubby flesh. And no.
Der Nutschfleck.
Der Nutschfleck.
You're making a bit French. Nutschfleck.
So what more?
Harder, like harsher.
Der Nutschfleck.
Exactly.
Der Nutschfleck.
Yes.
Der Nutschfleck.
Always, batteries run out.
Der Nutschfleck.
This might be wrong. But I think it's maybe...
Might be.
I think it's maybe like a cum pattern.
Wow, that is niche. A cum pattern.
You know, like... Oh,
that's really rocky, a cum
you
pattern.
You know, like they say, like every snowflake is unique. Is it something about the uniqueness
so
of a cum
every
splatter?
Every nutch fleck is
yeah,
unique.
Yeah, exactly. Fleck of nutch, I think.
So nutch is obviously vagina.
Not... Obviously.
So nutch is obviously a cock.
Nope.
Just power of deduction here.
Well, shall I tell you what it is and then you can see if you can figure out where it's...
Okay.
Love bite.
Oh,
so maybe fleck is like...
Oh, like a neck a wound.
Bite. Yeah.
A fleck.
Okay, this is more of a little phrase, but something that I think Rocky's going to need.
Where is a thesaurus, please?
How do I get out of this? No. Die hat ne grosse Kiste.
You made that sound a bit Italian.
Die hat...
Die hat
ne grosse Kiste.
I like how direct German sounds.
Die hat.
It's just very clear,
to the
isn't
point.
It? Yeah.
Well, you know what I love you is?
No.
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe.
Sounds like you're yelling at someone. Ich liebe dich.
Dick. A lot of like.
A lot of dick. You can't move for the dick, can you?
So sorry, this one again. Alice, will you have a go at saying it?
Go on then.
Die hat.
Ne grosse
Kiste.
I have not kissed your.
I don't know. Can I kiss your dick's head? Because the hat.
Slit of the dick's head.
Okay.
Can I suck you off?
No.
Because if you're like, can I? Sorry to interrupt. Just suck you off.
I'm sorry. What's your name? No. It's she's got big tits. Die hat ne grosse Kiste. Kiste is boobs.
Oh, the Kistas.
You can kiss the Kistas. Nice.
Or Kiste in some regions can mean big butt rather than boobs.
Oh.
I like big Kistas and I cannot lie.
Yeah.
Kiste. People say Kiste, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yes.
In Home Alone.
Yes.
Ugly, yeller, no good Kiste off my property. I love that.
When I say people, I meant Home Alone, actually. Yeah.
So this is a verb.
A doing word.
A to something. And it's teen slang. Okay.
Okay. So this is technically not really German.
No, I think we're learning, you know, real colloquialisms. Okay. This is what the kids are saying.
You know how James likes saying lit, even though nobody says it anymore? Stuff
yeah.
like that.
Einhandsegeln.
Einhandsegeln.
That's all one word.
We're good at that.
Yeah, that's good. And that's all one word. Einhandsegeln.
Einhandsegeln.
Think about the word and it might help.
To threesome.
No. What have you thought about the word there?
I thought seglen sounds a little bit like threesome. I don't know.
Einhand, is that me? No.
Einhandsegel.
Einhandsegel.
Is it something to do with seagulls?
No, you're focusing maybe too much on the end of the word rather than the front of
it.
Is it
about Einstein?
Oh, wanking.
Yes!
One-handed sex, does it mean literally?
Yeah, one-handed sex, I think. Yeah. So, to jerk off, wank or spank the monkey.
I'm so down with the kids.
Why don't you know any German apart from
you're
wanking?
You're so prim. Knowing all of the real German words, I'm like on the streets.
Guile. That's G-E-I-L.
Guile. Guile. Come.
Is this one cum-batten?
Okay, just to help you, none of them are cum-batten. Because it is not a thing.
Okay.
Cum-batten. Fuck me. Is this anal?
Don't look at me so directly in the eye and say that. Is this anal?
Is this a...
Have you ever said that before? Is this it? Are we doing it now?
I was gonna say, it's like one of my dates. Is this anal? Is this what it is?
That's guile. High hopes.
Guile.
Guile means any last guesses.
Yes, I have a last guess. Is it putrid smelling like stuff? Like disgusting. Because it sounds like bile.
Yeah, bile. Yeah. Or is it like frigging? Like
frigging.
Yeah.
Is it? Stop looking at me so seriously with your guess.
I'm just trying to guess.
This is frigging.
Is it what's the word? Frigging.
Well, I'm trying to think of sex acts that are like one really short word, which obviously frigging isn't, but like come, it isn't come. It's not.
I'm just going to tell you because this is descending into madness. Horny, it means.
Oh, it's horny.
Oh, I'm well guile.
Yeah. Oh, God. Super guile. Well, actually, super guile has become slang for cool or great in German. So you'd be like, that is super guile.
Oh, because it's super horny.
Super horny, baby.
Ficken is to fuck. I'm just going to tell
ficken.
You that one.
Ficken. I've been ficken.
Ficken all day.
All day. Because all day is the same. I've been ficken all day.
Okay. This is another verb.
Okay.
Jemandem einen blazen.
Jemandem einen
blazen.
Jemandem, literally mandem.
Jemandem
einen blazen. That's three words.
Jemandem einen blazen.
You box them, you ship them.
So it's something and something.
Well, let me give you a clue. Einen and einer are always a.
Oh, so it isn't the hump and skunk.
It's not the hump and skunk.
Okay.
But great guess. Jemandem einen blazen.
Something a something.
Yes.
To fuck your mother.
Oh, why does he say
where's the ah?
Oh, to fuck
where's
a
the
mother.
Ah?
To fuck her mother.
To fuck her mother. Everyone fucks a mother, don't they? Well, a lot
do they?
Well,
do they, James? How many mothers have you fucked in your time?
No, but
what does that mean?
No, I guess everyone fucks a daughter because everyone's a daughter of someone, but not everyone fucks a mother.
Well,
but
not some everyone people fucks... don't fuck women.
Yeah, yourself included.
Well, everyone who fucks women fucks a daughter.
Well, this is a great phrase. Everyone that fucks a woman fucks a daughter.
Anyway, it's not that.
What beautiful philosophy.
So it's something... So say it again, sorry.
Jemandem einen blazen.
I thought your mum, you see, that's where
yeah,
I got that
your
from.
Mum is wearing a blazer?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's nothing to...
Your mum's on fire? Your mum's so hot she's on fire.
Oh, you my
know,
God.
Translating other languages isn't like...
Blaze.
What does it sound like in English? And then just
I mean,
like...
it is a bit.
Well, it is, because that's how you were teaching us before, so...
Yeah, but you don't go, jemandem...
Okay, so jemandem ein blazen.
Mm. I think it means... Your crew, like all of your mandem, are off there smoking weed. Do you want to come?
I think she's had quite enough tea for one evening.
I'm joking. Obviously, it means, look, we're going to have to clear out this room because people are going to be here soon.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you.
James is at his wit's end.
Blazen is to blow. So, jemandem einen blazen is to go down on someone or do fellatio.
Do fellatio.
Right, last one, because quite frankly, this is getting insane.
I'm so sorry.
I have better things to do. The listeners have better things to do.
There are no listeners left.
Deschfans.
Oh, it's who you fuck, the fans.
Again, it doesn't have to rhyme with the English word or sound like the English word.
Deschfans, the cock.
Yes. It's slang for penis.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Deschflange.
This is a stupid quiz.
Okay, I think that's enough. And I need to choose a winner.
Yes, please.
Jamie, you got two right.
Mm-hmm.
Alice, you got two right.
Mm.
So it is a bit of a draw, but if I was awarding it on effort...
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to have to give it to Jamie.
Bullshit.
Yes!
Bullshit.
So you're the loser, Alice. Sorry.
Shit.
You're the loser... And so is the German language.
Well, I'm in good company.
I hope my pronunciation was right. I'm sorry if I got it wrong, but well, I was trying really hard.
We were really basing our pronunciation off you, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I can never go to Germany again.
Is this just what's in your phrase book? Or have you deliberately selected sexual stuff?
No, he's got breasts in there. You're fine.
You disappeared for a bit when we were all in Berlin together. Where the fuck were you?
Let me tell you, these came in very handy.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week in East Berlin. But before we go, guys, on Monday we had the song OK Georgie Porgie. Do you remember that?
Do we?
Well, we asked people to get involved and to send us their remixes. And
yes.
Oh my God, we got so many.
Yeah, so as a little treat, we thought we'd play you out with one. When we ask you guys to do this, you never disappoint. I mean, the quality goes from so high to so very low.
But the thing I find always amazing is how few people have jobs. It's really amazing.
So this is Lexi Morris with her original composition of OK, Georgie Porgy. So we'll see you next week. Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. OK, Georgie Porgy, we only have 40 minutes to get out. Or get about.
Baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.